Today, the Measurement Minute turns 20 episodes, that is, a seemingly impressive accomplishment until you realize that, like the current news cycle, each one lasts only a minute. To celebrate, though, I'm going to go long, step outside the traditional enterprise analytics box, and say quite a few words about MoviePass. First, a frank admission, I love it. My daughters use it, I've given it as a gift, and it's fundamentally changed the way moviegoing works. If you followed MoviePass at all, you know it's also on the rocks. Almost bankrupt, and it's recently been changing its subscriber plans. Faster than a fish floundering on a rock swaps ends. It's a mess. Over the course of a couple of months, they've gone from unlimited movies to one movie a day, to surge pricing, to, hey, you can't see any movies you might actually want to see, and finally landed, I think, on three movies a month, where probably any idiot could have told them they should be all along. What you may not know is that MoviePass's parent company, Helios and Matheson, is an analytics company. Their website boasts big data, predictive analytics, and data visualization, which leads me to ponder, how is it possible that an analytics company could have so misread the fundamentals of their customer lifetime value story and been so awful about finding a plan that would meet basic customer needs acceptably and sustainably? The answer isn't just the obvious one, that being an analytics company doesn't guarantee you are not stupid. Some of it goes back to measurement minute number 8, that analytics aren't strategic, and much of it goes back to measurement minute number 6 and 10 through 12, that voice of customer is criminally underutilized by data scientists. Big data analytics companies aren't famous for asking the customer anything, and as MoviePass switched from plan to plan to try and contain costs, they never seem to take advantage of their direct line to customers to actually ask what might work best. You can be damn good at complex analytic problems like digital marketing and still be fundamentally ignorant about lifetime value and basic customer research. Hey, hindsight's easy. I'm not generally a fan of pointing out other people's mistakes after the fact, and heck, I make plenty of my own all the time. Like I said, I love the service. I hope they make it, but there's no denying that they mix some pretty dumb moves in with the great, and it's worth all of us keeping in mind that being data-driven isn't the same as being right or even being reasonable. Okay, this has been a minute in name only. Next time, I'm back on my usual diet.